Camelot, one of America's most beloved musicals, is now playing at Capitol Rep in Albany through Christmas Eve. The four-time Tony Award-winning musical is one of the richest scores of the Broadway songbook. It is a lusty, romantic tale sure to inspire audiences with a celebrated score that includes the classics If I Ever Would Leave You, The Simple Joys of Maidenhood, Had to Handle a Woman, and the title song, Camelot. We welcome two of the cast members of the Capitol Rep production this morning. Jane Fitch is here. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. And Lenya Rideout joins us as well.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you very much for being with us. Lenya, you play Guinevere. Tell us a little bit about how you came to this particular production.
I have always wanted to play this role. And so finally, I'm playing it. And I was here working at Capitol Repertory Theater with Maggie doing The Secret Garden 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I played Martha in that and just had a blast. And at one party, I was like, by the way, like, I totally want to play Guinevere. And Maggie took me up on it 2 years later. So I thank her.
Yes. Maggie Mancinelli Cahill,
yes,
is directing this production and of course, is the guiding force behind Cap Rep. So when you get a call like that, and you're like, oh, I'm in. And then what has it been like to prepare and get ready for that particular part?
It's been strange because it feels like I've played it before. And I don't know how to explain that in any other way. It
feels you like a glove.
I guess, or it feels like deja vu. Do you know what I mean? Where,
yes,
something where you're like, oh, I've played this. Well, wait, I haven't. I mean, partly, like, I have sang the songs in, you know, for auditions in the past, or when I was in college, I did scenes from it, but only, you know, little tiny parts. So, but there's something about this story and actually diving into the script, it's been a lot more complex and layered and nuanced than I expected. You watch Guinevere grow up. I mean, it's over a 15 or 20 year period, and go really, really change quite a bit. And these are the characters that really interest me the most, the ones that change, go through a big transformation. And that's why this is one of my favorite roles to play, actually, so far in my career.
Very nice.
Yes.
Jane, tell us about the roles you play and how they came about.
Well, I play Morgan Le Fay, who is the fairy queen who lives in an invisible castle in the forest. But mostly, actually, in this production, I'm playing the score, which,
yeah,
is the main reason why I wanted to come and do it, because it's such a beautiful score. And I play four different instruments, as a lot of the cast members play a bunch of different instruments throughout the show as we support our leads.
Or ourselves.
Yeah.
Or ourselves, yeah. As, yeah, Lean, yes, of course, all of us.
And what has that been like? Is it two different things, or is it because you're a musician and an actor, right?
Yes. You know, I think when I was learning to play these instruments as a kid, and I was I did not think of music from the standpoint of an actor, though in my career I've done mostly shows where I play instruments. And the most exciting thing about that is that you do feel in some ways that you get to perform the song How to Handle a Woman, even though it's King Arthur,
mm-hmm,
that is singing it.
Right.
Or if ever I Would Leave You, you know, as Lancelot sings that song, we're there and we... It's not just playing the music. It's not just making it as beautiful as it can be. It's you have an actor's intention. You're telling the story through that music, which has been one of the great joys of my career, to kind of discover that balance.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of scene work between the court and the royalty.
Right.
This way there is, because they're always there on the outskirts or part of the scene, helping us tell the story or commenting on it or feeling through that. You know, you mm-hmm. said once, when I do Simple Joys and you're playing behind me and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, that's going to be my new queen.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
that she's always in character, and we're always, it's all part of telling the story and all a different voice and a different way of expressing. And it's one of my favorites.
It adds so much that you don't even know yourself. I mean, and it wasn't until we got into the theater and Lenya runs in this like great red kind of hilarious cape, and she's running all over the stage and I'm standing there playing the violin, and I'm like, oh, she looks really cool. Like, you know, you just feel like, and then it just adds all these layers, because I'm,
yeah,
standing there, so I have to do,
sure,
something. You know, I'm not just going to kind of blank face not participate.
Yeah, they're acting as they're playing. I mean,
yes,
it's not just, yeah.
And then it also then, as the story goes on, and Lancelot and Guinevere fall in love, then it, you know, and they talk about, oh, the court. We talk about how the court knows, the court can see the, all these, you know, this, the intrigue, and then we're still we're there, mm-hmm. even though we're not technically there in the romantic scenes, but like. You know, you get to be that observer, which normally you wouldn't get to.
And like in How to Handle a Woman, I leave after the scene where that leads into it, but then I come back and am visible behind Arthur almost as a memory as he's singing about me. So that kind of layers you can only get with this kind of production.
And with that this kind of production, mm-hmm. it is a big show in a very intimate space. Isn't
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
And there's only, what, 14 of us? So it would normally be a much bigger cast.
Sure.
And much bigger orchestra.
Yes. Yeah. So I've always wanted to do this show in that intimate way, you know, and I think I love to know that it works.
I think sometimes big shows work best in small spaces because they can really fill them as opposed to, you know, trying to pretend that you have an army of 20,000 people when you only have, you know, three nights can really fill a space in this kind of setting.
And also like the closed in feel of the castle for Guinevere is like, you know, there's
the
a claustrophobia of like everyone's constantly watching me, you know.
Yeah.
No, and it is something for her character.
But for you, it is there. I would assume there's comfort in and being surrounded by the people that you're performing to.
As an actress, yes, I love spaces like Capitol Rep that are a thrust. It's a 3/4 thrust.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. I mean, you make a proscenium work, but it feels like a separate thing. Like you're in a box away from people, and I've been very lucky to be able, as has Jane, to do shows that feel like there's a fourth wall, but like it's barely, you know, right?
Yeah. You also get to experience the audience. Just as a little side note, one of the things that's great is that there's like I play when Lancelot sings If Ever I Would Leave You, I play very close to the audience. And almost every single night at the end of the number when people are applauding, someone will be like, oh, beautiful, which I wouldn't hear normally,
yeah.
you know? But because I'm right there.
It's great.
I'm like,
it's
oh.
very nice.
Yeah.
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 Instant response. Yeah. That's great. You both have done a lot of regional theater and have Broadway credits as well. Is it comfortable for you, maybe this is an odd question, but meaning the going back and forth of working different stages, working different sizes of that going back and forth, or if you had your druthers, just say, no, I'd just like to be here and do this and be in one place as opposed to moving around.
I mean, you know, Broadway's great because it's the money,
right.
first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, you get
oh,
to be,
yes,
I get
money.
To be with my husband. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Right.
So there's that. So that's an answer. But I have had so many wonderful experiences all over the country in different theaters and reaching different audiences, which I think is one of the magical things about theater is that we... The potential for bringing art to people everywhere, I think, is huge and still very much alive, and that's a good thing.
I also think one of the great things about being an actor is that it is constantly changing. It's also one of the most difficult things about it, because finding, you know, stability and constancy is difficult. But
right.
you know, you end up being in places doing things you never could imagine yourself doing, and you discover all sorts of exciting things about that, be it the city that you never intended on, you know, spending 2 months, or if it's like an intimate space when you always have performed in larger spaces, you continually are challenged and grow because of that, which
mm-hmm.
I think is one of the best things about it.
And you, Jane, have done a lot in this region of Barrington Stage,
yeah.
Williamstown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it here.
Yeah.
yeah.
and the closer you are to New York, the better, I assume, for going back and forth.
It makes it much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes it feel like you're not quite, you know, you still get to visit, go back home, and you feel connected to your community and your people and all of that, which when you're in California, it's not so easy.
Yeah, yeah. I actually worked at the Adirondack Theater Festival this summer.
Yes.
Doing a home.
Oh,
with
that's
Chad
right.
Directing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
And that was a great show.
Oh, Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It was really great.
It was one of a kind, and actually, yes, one of my better experiences.
And that's at an old Woolworths.
And that was what? Sorry.
It was the theater's in an old Woolworths.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's very cool. It really is cool. it's a great space.
And like downtown Glens Falls is just wonderful, partly because of it.
Yes.
You know, so.
Well, yeah. The Anchor was the Anchor store, now the Anchor Theater. So it's very cool.
I think one of the coolest things about working regionally is seeing how much communities take pride in their theaters. Mm-hmm. I think every single time, and Capitol Rep was no exception when we did our meet and greet at the very beginning of the process, and you have members of the community that are there that want to meet the actors, that want to see the design ideas and all of that, that just say, like, I just love coming here. You know, especially in this day and age when it feels like theater is perhaps a dying art form, it's so encouraging to be in these communities that are so supportive.
It's so alive, and being able to, you know, be at the Adirondack Theater Festival, and then like my husband did the Contemporary American Theater Festival in West Virginia, like all these festivals that are, you know, where new theater is being born.
That's so
vital, and it's thank God, you know.
Yeah. thank God.
Not just for our, you know,
well, for your
career,
livings, but also
for our soul as a culture.
As well. Well, Camelot is now playing at Capitol Rep in Albany through Christmas Eve. And then, do you know what's next for either of you, or you just worry about that later?
No.
Okay.
No, and do you know what? There's a sort of an excitement about that.
Yeah.
You know? And it could be anything.
Anything. Calendar year 2017, ? Very cool. CapitolRep.org for more information. CapitolRep.org. Again, Camelot. Playing through Christmas Eve. Jane and Linya, thank you very much for being with us. Have a wonderful remainder of your time here in the city.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
Great to meet you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.